Welcome to the Weekly Reader. I'm Lisa Morgan. You know, when I prepare for this program, I ask myself, what will we talk about this week? Well, today, University of Baltimore professor and Baltimore Fishbowl columnist Marian Winnick has brought along a book about a family that joins a parenting cult. What is a parenting cult? What is this book?
Good question. Carolyn Parkhurst's Harmony is about a Washington, D.C. couple with a 13-year-old daughter who's on the spectrum, bursting out with curse words and questions about masturbation in places like the post office, and her younger sister, Iris, age 11, who's a little disappointed to just be normal. Then they hear about this maverick autism counselor, Scott Bean, who runs a wilderness camp for families like theirs in New Hampshire. These parents are desperate enough to sell their stuff and drive on up to Camp Harmony. As Iris tries to figure out what the deal is with this place, her part of the story reads almost like Harriet the Spy. But Scott Bean is no old golly. As he reveals his true colors, things get darker and weirder, giving this book the momentum of a thriller. So, whether you're looking for another girl on the train, or you seek inspiration about parenting a child with autism, this could be your book.
Wow. So I see that our collection is called iHeartAudio, and that sounds like something radio listeners might relate to.
Yes, I am an audiobook addict. If you see me sitting in my car in the parking lot of the Giant with no apparent interest in getting groceries, you can guess I've hit a good part. When a book is read by the perfect reader, it does something magical. It's as if the fictional character who narrates the book has come to life and is speaking to you. I totally felt that way about The Sympathizer, a Pulitzer Prize winner by Vietnamese-American author Viet Thanh Nguyen. If Francis Chow, the book's reader, is not a brilliant, tortured, half-Vietnamese, half-Caucasian double agent, then I don't know who is. Chow's husky voice adds emotional intensity to this Pulitzer Prize winner, which combines an edgy spy novel plot with cultural commentary and lyrical riffs that made me exclaim out loud. The Sympathizer is a pretty heavy book, and I think having it read out loud to me made it easier. And actually, the same thing happens in reverse with really lightweight books. For example, I am not interested in designers, brand names, or other things rich people do with their money, and I'm not sure I would have fallen for Kevin Kwan's Crazy Rich Asians in print. Read out loud, this hilarious Cinderella story set in the world of Singapore billionaires totally sucked me in. It's Jane Austen meets Bret Easton Ellis meets Ruth Reichel. The food descriptions have filled me with a deep desire to visit Singapore. The last audiobook I'll mention has played a kind of litmus test role in my life. If I start talking about the story of Edgar Sawtell and the other person's jaw drops because this is that book for them too, we are friends for life. Of all the books about dogs I have read, and I have read a lot of them, this is the one that touched me most deeply. The book's about a family that raises a gifted breed of dog and their son, Edgar, who is mute. Everything's fine until Uncle Claude shows up at the farm. Like Ian McEwan's Nutshell we talked about a few weeks ago, which also has an Uncle Claude, this is a retelling of Hamlet. Edgar Sawtell came out in 2008, so I've been waiting almost 10 years for Wroblewski's next novel. If it's anything like this one, which is not only great, but 21 hours and 39 minutes long, it'll be worth it.
The book is The Story of Edgar Sawtell by David Wroblewski. We also talked about Harmony by Carolyn Parkhurst, The Sympathizer by Viet Thanh Nguyen, and Crazy Rich Asians by Kevin Kwan. You can find more information about these titles, links to Marian's reviews, and our podcast at WIPR/programs/weekly-reader. The Weekly Reader podcast is made possible by the Ivy Bookshop. For The Weekly Reader, I'm Lisa Morgan.
And I'm Marian Winnick.